Flower Babies, written by Anne Fine and read by Richard Mitchley.
Chapter 1. Mr. Cartwright swung his legs to and fro under the desk and raised his voice over the waves of bad-tempered muttering.
"Don't worry if you feel you can't give this your full attention now, Forcey," he said to his new class. "I'll be delighted to go over it again in your break time."
Some of them visibly made a bit of an effort. A few pens were pulled out of a few mouths. One or two of the boys swiveled their heads back from the riveting sight of the janitor painting large white numbers on the dustbins. But on the whole, the improvement was pitiful. Half of them looked as if they'd left their brains at home. The other half looked as if they didn't have any. This year's 4C. What a shower. Mr. Cartwright knew most of them well enough already. The sads and the bads. The ones who had been despaired of most loudly and often in the staff room over the last couple of years. Anyone halfway normal, these were called the lads, had been bagged, as usual, by Mr. King or Mr. Henderson. And Dr. Feltham always snaffled up the boffins. So far, no one had ever fetched up in 4C by accident. The only boy new to the school, what was his name? Martin Simon, was sitting reading quietly at the back. Mr. Cartwright cheered up a bit. That was a start, then. One of them could read. He must have had worse classes in his time.
"Buck up," he told them. "They shouldn't take all day. I'll run through the choices one last time, and then you'll have to vote. You can carry on eating your voting paper, George Spaulder, but I'm not giving you another. Now pay attention, everyone."
Shifting his vast bottom round, he tapped the blackboard, on which 5 minutes earlier he'd chalked up the options Dr. Feltham had given 4C for their contribution to the school science fair.
"Textiles. Nutrition. Domestic economy. Child development. Consumer studies."
Reciting them aloud again for those who had trouble with reading. A swell of grumbling rose over the fidgets and whispers and shuffling feet, and the creak of chairs being tipped back dangerously on two of their four legs.
"'Tisn't fair, sir."
"Boring."
"You can't call that lot science. It's not right." "I don't even know what half of them mean."
To oblige Russ Mould, Mr. Cartwright read them off again, this time translating as he went along.
"Sewing. Food. Housekeeping. Babies and so forth. Thrift."
Russ Mould was as baffled as ever.
"Thrift? What's thrift?"
Mr. Cartwright chose to ignore him.
"For God's sake, 4C," he said. "Pull yourselves together. I know most of you have the boredom threshold of brain-damaged gnats, but surely one of these topics must interest you more than the others. Whichever it is, copy it down on the paper. And do try to get the letters more or less in the right order, Russ Mould, so I can read it. I'm coming round now to collect them."
Another mutinous wave rose up to greet him.
"Stupid! Just trying to pick on us. Sewing? Housekeeping? Excuse me, we're table 14 in the science fair. Come and look at our nice sewed-on buttons."
"Dead interesting, oh yes."
"I bet you've never seen a sewed-on button before. What's the point in doing things if anyone can do them? Thrift!"
It was Sajid Mahmood who voiced the general complaint in the most coherent fashion.
"It isn't fair. They're not real science, are they? None of them. Why can't we do the exploding custard tins?"
Instantly, it was as if the whole lot of them had been let out of a cage.
"Yes, they were great! Dead brilliant! Hooper's brother nearly burned his hand off. Chop lost an eyebrow. Grew back different."
Rick Tullis was leaning so far over his desk it was likely to topple over.
"Or making soap, sir. Yeah, the soap factory. Full of 80s lump for a dare. Sick 8 times. We had a good laugh. Should have seen his face. Pale as a maggot."
At this, Philip Brewster unleashed a fresh hue and cry round the room.
"Yes, maggots. Maggot farm. Yeah, why can't we do the maggot farm? There was one last year and the year before. My mum wouldn't even look at it. She said it was disgusting.